Vamos a empezar. We'll pray and then we will get started. Vamos a orar y empezamos. Father, thank you for a beautiful day that you have given us to come and worship before your throne this morning. God, I lift up this time that we'll have together in Sunday school. Lift up Brother AJ to you. Just ask that you would give him clarity and wisdom through your word. And God, just teach us of your dealings with your people today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Forget my attachment.
Olvidé mi cosa.
Don't translate that, brother.
Aparato, así es.
All right. So last week we began looking at the terms of the Mosaic Covenant.
La semana pasada empezamos de ver los términos del pacto mosaico.
This thing. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out how to make the little. All right, so last week we started looking at the terms of the Mosaic Covenant. Oh, there we go.
La semana pasada empezamos a ver los términos del pacto mosaico.
Does anybody remember? We divided it up into four categories. Does anybody remember what the first one was?
Lo dividimos en cuatro categorías. ¿Alguien recuerda qué es la primera?
What does God require of Moses and the Israelites?
¿Qué es lo que Dios requiere de Moisés y los israelitas?
We looked in Exodus chapter 19.
Vemos en Éxodo capítulo 19.
Which is the chapter right before he gives the moral law.
Que es el capítulo antes que él da la ley moral.
And he says that you must obey.
Y él dice que tienes que obedecer.
And, oh, there it is. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm just scribbling. And he says, you remember what he says, and we talked about how this shows grace.
¿Recuerdas que hablamos que esta se muestra gracia?
Yes, but do you remember the passage we read in Exodus 19 where we said, look at the relationship here. Look that God wants, what God wants his people to be.
¿Recuerdas el pasaje que leemos en Éxodo 19 donde dice, mira la relación aquí, lo que Dios quiere revelar a su pueblo?
That they would be a particular, a peculiar treasure.
Que ellos serán un tesoro especial.
And this goes back to what we've been talking about, these covenants of the Old Testament.
Y eso regresa de lo que estamos hablando, esos pactos del Antiguo Testamento.
These old covenants.
Esos pactos antiguos.
God is laying out by revealing in these old covenants.
Dios está mostrando, revelando en esos pactos.
His ultimate purpose.
Su propósito último.
And that is to have a people that is a peculiar treasure to
y
himself.
Y es tener un pueblo que es un tesoro especial a sí mismo.
And remember when we first started this study on covenant theology.
Y recuerdas cuando apenas empezamos de estudiar pacto de teología.
We made clear that all of these covenants are rooted in the covenant of redemption.
Hicimos muy claro que todos esos pactos son arraigados en el pacto de redención.
Do y'all remember what the terms of the covenant of redemption are?
¿Recuerdan cuáles son los términos del pacto de redención?
This is the eternal covenant within the Godhead himself.
Ese es el pacto eterno entre Dios mismo.
Does anybody remember what the terms of that were?
¿Alguien recuerda qué son los términos de este pacto?
What does the Father promise the Son in that covenant?
¿Qué promete el Padre al Hijo en este pacto?
A people.
Un pueblo.
A people that he would give the son an inheritance.
Que él da el hijo una herencia.
And we see that there, right?
Y vemos hasta ahí, ¿no?
God telling Israel that, look, I want you to be a peculiar treasure unto me.
Dios diciendo a Israel, mira, yo quiero que seas un tesoro peculiar, especial a mí.
And I tried to portray it last week, but we really see that starting to shine through.
Y quería mostrarlo la semana pasada, pero en realidad vemos esto brillando.
In statements like that.
en frases como eso.
We see the love that God wants between himself and his people.
Vemos el amor que Dios quiere entre Dios y su pueblo.
But what gets in the way?
Pero ¿qué está en un obstáculo?
Our obedience.
Obediencia.
This covenant is not a covenant that's going to accomplish the purposes of God.
Este pacto no es un pacto que va a cumplir los términos del pacto de Dios en redención.
And the New Testament is very clear about this.
Y el Nuevo Testamento es muy claro con esto.
It cannot accomplish the purposes of God.
Este no puede cumplir los propósitos de Dios.
So what's the purpose of this old covenant?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el propósito de este pacto antiguo?
And put on our thinking cap.
Vamos a poner nuestro gorro de pensar.
Yes, revelation.
Revelación, a mostrar nuestra necesidad.
To reveal our need for Christ.
A mostrar nuestra necesidad por Cristo.
All this is rooted in the covenant of redemption.
Todo esto está arraigado en el pacto de redención.
And the purpose of the covenant of redemption is the glory of God.
Y el propósito del pacto de redención es la gloria de Dios.
And so in the process of God revealing that he wants a people to himself to be a peculiar treasure.
En el proceso de Dios revelando que él quiere un pueblo por sí mismo hacer un tesoro especial.
He's also through the process of these old covenants.
También a través del proceso de los antiguos pactos.
Revealing to man that there's only one way that this can be.
Está revelando al hombre que solo hay una forma que puede ser.
There has to be a means of holiness.
Tiene que tener un medio de santidad.
There has to be a means of obedience.
Tiene que ser un medio de obediencia.
And so it points us to a need.
Entonces nos apunta a una necesidad.
And the Mosaic covenant does this.
En el pacto mosaico lo hace
brilliantly.
Brillantemente.
I mean, we see the beauty of the covenants that God is making here.
Vemos la hermosidad de los pactos que Dios está haciendo aquí.
This is well thought out.
Esto es muy buen planeado.
This is planned.
Es planeado.
This is purposed.
Esto es tiene un propósito.
And it's perfectly laid out.
Y perfectamente está mostrado o planeado.
And we've talked about the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the Davidic covenant, the progression.
Hemos visto o hemos hablado de pacto con Abraham, Moisés, David y la progresión de ellos.
And so we see this progression, this plan beginning to unfold.
Entonces vemos esta progresión, este plan desarrollando.
Does anybody remember the second term that we looked at last week?
¿Alguien recuerda el segundo término que vimos la semana pasada?
My wife over there
mi
whispering.
Mi esposa lo dijo. La ley.
Is that how you spell ley? Ley?
Ley? Why?
There. I have to erase the whole thing. I don't know how to just erase it. Yeah, so the substance of this law is clearly the substance of this covenant is clearly the law.
La sustancia de este pacto es claramente la ley.
God said there must be obedience.
Dios dijo, tiene que tener obediencia.
And so what do they have to obey?
Entonces, ¿qué tiene que obedecer?
And God gives them the moral law.
Y Dios le da la ley moral.
And if we look at the moral law, we talked about the sum of the law being love.
Y si vemos la ley moral, vemos la suma de la ley siendo amor.
But we also look at the moral law.
Pero también vemos la ley moral.
And we find in the moral law the character of God himself.
Y encontramos en la ley moral el carácter de Dios mismo.
The law was not written here first in Exodus 20.
La ley no está escrito aquí en Éxodo 20.
This law has always been.
Esta ley siempre ha sido.
This is the eternal law of God.
Esta la ley eterna de Dios.
This is why we call it a moral law.
Esto, por eso lo llamamos la ley moral.
This law lays out what love and holiness is.
Esta ley se demuestra que es amor y santidad.
And so, you know, we think of these scriptures like, as I am holy, you must also be holy.
Pensamos en las escrituras como yo soy santo, tienes que ser santo.
And so God is graciously,
Dios en su gracia,
giving them what that looks like.
Está dando a ellos lo que se, cómo se ve esto, cómo se mira esto.
So he's saying, for you to be a peculiar treasure to me, you must be holy, you must obey.
Él está diciendo, para que seas un tesoro especial a mí, tienes que ser santo, tienes que obedecer.
And here it is.
Y aquí está.
Here it is laid out on stone tablets.
Aquí está en los tabletes de piedra.
Indicating the perpetuality or the continuation of it.
Indicando la continuación de ella.
It's written in stone. It will not change.
Está escrito en piedra y no va a cambiar.
So God gives it to them.
Dios le da a ellos.
He doesn't leave them in the dark.
No va a dejarlos en la oscuridad.
And so this is the first time where God has come into relationship with his creatures.
Es la primera vez que Dios ha llegado a relación con su, or está metiendo en relación con su pueblo.
And he's revealed to them a standard of holiness.
Y está revelando a ellos una standard de santidad.
And the Israelites look at this.
Y los israelitos lo miran esto.
And they say, we will obey.
Y ellos dicen, vamos a obedecer.
No, you
no,
cannot.
No pueden hacer eso.
God says, this is perfect holiness.
Dios dice, esta es la santidad perfecta.
Okay, no problem. We'll do it.
Sin problema, vamos a hacer eso.
It seems silly for us to look at it.
Parece chistoso que estamos viendo esto.
But that's what the covenant was.
Pero eso es lo que era el pacto.
And think of how often we, even as Christians, in the covenant of grace.
Y piensa qué tan seguido nosotros cristianos aún en el pacto de gracia.
How many times we also look at the requirements that God gives us.
¿Cuántas veces vemos los requisitos que Dios nos da?
And we do one or two things.
Y hacemos una o dos cosas.
Either we look at it and we think we're chomping at the bit so that we can fulfill it.
Lo miramos este y decimos estamos listos a cumplirlo.
That we can pat ourselves on the back.
Para que podamos gloriar nuestro mismo.
Or the other thing we do.
Or la otra cosa que hacemos.
Is we know that we can't do it.
Y sabemos que no podemos hacerlo.
But we're too proud to look to Christ.
Pero estamos demasiado orgullosos a mirar a Cristo.
And so we get down on ourselves.
Entonces nos estamos deprimidos con nuestro mismo.
We batter ourselves.
Nosotros golpeamos nuestro mismo.
Rather than continuing to strive.
En lugar de continuar a luchar.
But realizing the grace we have in Christ.
Pero dando cuenta de la gracia que tenemos en Cristo.
Now we talked about last week, we talked about the divisions of the law.
Hablamos la semana pasada de las divisiones de la ley.
That there was also the judicial law.
Que hay también la ley jurídica.
Which separates Israel from the other nations.
Que separa a Israel de las otras naciones.
And I don't want to, well, I'll go ahead and get into, because this gets into the typology.
No quiere meter tanto, pero esto se mete como en tipología.
It separated Israel from all the other nations of the world.
Se separó Israel de todas las naciones del mundo.
Just as righteousness of those in the kingdom of Christ,
como justicia en el reino de Cristo,
separates them from all of the people of the world.
Los separa de todos los pueblos del mundo.
Let me try to stay clear here and not get too far off on this tangent.
Déjame tratar de estar muy claro aquí y no me meter tanto en la desviación.
All of the Bible does this and Revelation does it very clearly.
Toda la Biblia hace esta y Apocalipsis hace muy claro.
There are two kinds of people.
Hay dos tipos de gente.
There are the people of God.
Hay la gente de Dios, el pueblo del Señor.
And there are the rest of the people in the world.
Y hay restos de todo el mundo.
The book of Revelation does this beautifully. There's the people of the Lamb.
El libro de Apocalipsis hace esto hermosamente. Hay el pueblo del Cordero.
The covenant people of God.
Los gente de pacto de Dios.
The heavenly people.
La gente del cielo.
And then there's a group called the inhabitants of the earth.
Y hay un grupo se llama los habitantes de la tierra.
So you've got citizens of the kingdom of God.
Hay ciudadanos del pueblo del Señor.
And citizens of the kingdom of the world.
Y ciudadanos del gente del reino del mundo.
The judicial law did this for Israel.
La ley jurídica hizo esto para Israel.
Remember, because we're dealing with an earthly people, a physical people, a temporal people.
¿Recuerdas que estamos tratando un nación físico, terrenal?
But it points to the eternal, spiritual, internal.
Pero apunta a eternal, espiritual, eterno.
So we can go to Matthew and look at the Sermon on the Mount.
Podemos ir a Mateo y ver el Sermón del Monte.
And see Christ preaching on the righteousness of those in the kingdom.
Y ver Cristo predicando sobre la justicia de ellos en el reino.
Now the Sermon on the Mount.
El Sermón del Monte.
is not a sermon about imputed righteousness of Christ.
No es una sermón sobre la justicia imputada de Cristo.
It is a sermon indicating what it looks like.
Es un sermón indicando cómo se ve.
When there is a people upon whose hearts the law of God is written.
Cuando hay un pueblo donde la ley de Dios está escrita en su corazón.
So, I'm going to give you a hint about what we're going to talk about in a minute.
Le voy a dar una pista de lo que vamos a ver en un momento.
The Sermon on the Mount is a picture of what it looks like when God gives a people a heart to keep His commandments.
El Sermón de Monte es una pintura de lo que, como es un pueblo cuando Dios da un corazón de obedecer lo que Él manda.
You see, the new covenant people,
gente de nuevo pacto,
finally do this.
Al fin hacen eso.
They actually do it.
De hecho, lo hacen.
They don't keep it perfectly.
No lo guardan perfectamente.
But God is perfecting them.
Pero Dios está perfeccionando ellos.
And He has promised that one day they will be like Christ, the one who absolutely kept it all.
Y Él está prometiendo que un día ellos van a ser como Cristo, el quien hizo esto perfectamente.
So in the new covenant, we have two kinds of righteousness.
Entonces en el nuevo pacto tenemos dos tipos de justicia.
We have a righteousness that's imputed to us.
Hay una justicia que es imputado a nosotros.
Which is the righteousness of Christ.
Que es la justicia de Cristo.
By which we can be declared just.
Por lo cual podemos ser declarados justos.
And without sin.
Y sin pecado.
And then we have an actual righteousness that Christ, by His Spirit, is working in us.
Y tenemos una justificación actual o real de lo cual Dios está trabajando en nosotros a través de su Espíritu.
Think of Ezekiel 36, the promise of the new covenant.
Piénsalo en Ezekiel 36, de la promesa del nuevo pacto.
I will put my Spirit within you.
Yo pondré mi Espíritu en ti.
And I will cause you to walk in my laws.
Y causarte a andar en mis caminos.
Real obedience.
Obediencia real.
Is a promise in the new covenant.
Es una promesa en nuevo pacto.
But we don't see that here.
Pero no vemos esto aquí.
The substance of the covenant is the law.
La sustancia del pacto es la ley.
And so our third point.
Nuestro tercer punto.
Ratified in blood.
Ratificado en sangre.
There we go. The key. So everybody turn.
La clave.
If you would turn to Exodus chapter 24.
Vamos a ver Éxodo 24.
We've seen the covenant, the promise, the covenantal promise given to Adam.
Hemos visto la promesa del pacto dado a Adán.
And it was, in a sense, it was ratified with the blood of the sacrifice.
En un sentido, fue ratificado con la sangre del sacrificio.
That God used to kill the animal by which He clothed the nakedness of Adam and Eve.
Que Dios usó para sangre del animal y la piel del animal para cubrir a Adán y Eva.
Exodus 24.
Éxodo 24.
The covenant with Noah, after he gets off the ark, he offers sacrifices unto God.
El pacto con Noé, después que él bajo el arca, ofrece sacrificio a Dios.
Abraham, we have the animals divided in two, and the lamp, which the Holy Spirit, God Himself, goes between the animals.
Con Abraham tenemos los animales partidos en dos, y el lámpara que pasa en medio de ellos.
Giving us that picture of what it really means to cut.
Dándonos esta pintura y esta idea de qué significa cortar.
Because the word in the Old Testament, berit.
Porque la palabra en el Antiguo Testamento, berit.
And in Greek, diatheke.
Y en griego, diatheke.
Means to cut.
Quiere decir cortar.
And so we see the shedding of blood to make these covenants.
Entonces vemos el derramando de sangre para hacer esos pactos.
And again, remember the shedding of blood.
Y recuerdas el derramando de sangre.
Indicates that all the parties in this covenant.
Indica que todos los participantes de este pacto.
If they do not keep the covenant.
Si no lo guardan el pacto.
May this be done to us.
Que esto será hecho a ellos.
So God himself saying, I'm entering into covenant with you.
Dios mismo está diciendo, estoy entrando pacto contigo.
If I don't keep my covenant, may this be done to me.
Si yo no cuido mi or guardar pacto, que esto será hecho a mí.
And I think sometimes we think of God making covenants as though he's so far removed from us.
Y creo que a veces pensamos en Dios haciendo pactos que él está tan quitado de nosotros.
That there's nothing really at stake for God, right?
He's sovereign. No hay algo puesto por Dios. Él es soberano.
What we really need to think here.
Pero lo que necesitamos ver aquí.
Is God puts himself on the line by entering into covenant with humans.
Es que Dios se ofrece su mismo entrando a pacto con humanos.
He's putting his word.
Está poniendo su palabra.
His existence.
Su existencia.
On the line to enter into a covenant.
Puesto para entrar al pacto.
He's making an oath and swearing by himself.
Él está jurando y jurando por sí mismo.
This is what I meant to say Wednesday night about his name, I am.
Eso es lo que quería decir miércoles sobre su nombre, yo soy.
He's making a covenant with his name at stake.
Él está haciendo un pacto con su nombre puesto.
If I don't keep this covenant,
si no guardo este pacto,
and so we know, as Hebrews 6 tells us,
sabemos como Hebreos 6 nos dice,
he has to keep covenant.
Él tiene que mantener pacto.
It's absolutely necessary.
Cuidar pacto es necesario.
It is his character.
Es su carácter.
It is his existence.
Su existencia.
That demands that he keeps covenant.
Que demanda que él cuida su pacto.
And so it's a serious matter.
Es un asunto serio.
So we see in Exodus 24.
Vemos en Éxodo 24.
We'll read verses 3 through 8.
Vamos a leer 3 al 8.
So the law has been given.
La ley está dado a Moisés.
Moses has written down the law.
Moisés ha escrito la ley.
He's read it before the people.
Ha leído ante del pueblo.
And so let's read this account here.
Vamos a leer este cuento aquí.
Beginning in verse 3.
Empezando en versículo 3.
And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord hath said will we do.
Y Moisés vino y contó al pueblo todas las palabras de Jehová y todas las leyes. Y todo el pueblo respondió a una voz y dijo, haremos todas las palabras que Jehová ha dicho.
Now keep in mind, this is Almighty Eternal God.
Tome en mente, este es el Dios Todopoderoso.
And his purpose in the covenant is for his own glory.
Y su propósito en el pacto es para su propia gloria.
Which is why he puts his character at stake.
Que es la razón que él pone su carácter puesto.
He's revealing who he is.
Él ha revelado quién es.
Revealing his faithfulness.
Está revelando su fidelidad.
His power.
Su poder.
His love.
Su amor.
His grace.
Su gracia.
And he's entering into covenant.
Está entrando a pacto.
And the people look at all of these perfect commandments he gives.
El pueblo ve todos los mandamientos perfectos que él da.
We'll do it.
Vamos a hacerlo.
Verse 4.
Versículo 4.
And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and builded an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Y Moisés escribió todas las palabras de Jehová y levantándose de mañana edificó un altar al pie del monte y 12 columnas según las 12 tribus de Israel.
And he sent young men of the children of Israel which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord.
Y envió jóvenes de los hijos de Israel, los cuales ofrecieron holocausto y becerros como sacrificios de paz a Jehová.
And so here we see the preparation for a great ceremony.
Aquí vemos una preparación por un gran ceremonio.
God has given them the terms of the covenant.
Dios ha dado a ellos los términos del pacto.
He's given them their requirements.
Él había dado sus requerimientos.
And remember, the promises that he offers here are the promises that he gave to Abraham.
Y recuerda, las promesas que él ofrece aquí son las promesas de Abraham.
You will be my people, I will be your God.
Vas a ser mi pueblo, yo seré tu Dios.
You will dwell in the land.
Vas a habitar en la tierra.
And you will be a peculiar treasure to me.
Y serás un tesoro especial a mí.
That one's added in the Mosaic covenant.
Eso es añadido en el pacto de Moisés.
And so the ceremony is prepared.
Entonces el ceremonio está preparado.
And Moses took half of the blood and put it in the basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
Dice, y Moisés tomó la mitad de la sangre y lo puso en tazones y esparció la otra mitad de sangre sobre el altar.
Now remember, in the covenant, how many parties do we have in the covenant here?
¿Recuerdas en los pactos cuántos participantes tenemos en los pactos?
We have God being one party.
Tenemos Dios, un participante.
And we have the people being the other party.
Y el pueblo siendo otro participante.
And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people, and they said, again, all that the Lord hath said will we do and be obedient.
Y tomó el libro del pacto y lo leyó a oídos del pueblo, el cual dijo, haremos todas las cosas que Jehová ha dicho y obedecemos.
And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words.
Entonces Moisés tomó la sangre y roció sobre el pueblo y dijo, he aquí la sangre del pacto que Jehová ha hecho con vosotros sobre todas las, estas cosas.
And we know that when we enter into a covenant like a marriage covenant,
sabemos cuando entramos un pacto como un pacto de matrimonio,
there's a preparation for that.
Hay una preparación por eso.
Of course, the men don't do anything, right? We just go rent a tuxedo.
Los hombres no hacen nada, ¿no? Solo rentamos un tuxedo.
And the ladies and their mothers and their aunts and their friends.
Y las mujeres y sus madres y sus tías y sus amigas.
They plan all these different ways they can spend all the money.
Planean todas las formas que pueden gastar el dinero.
And make things beautiful.
Y hacer las cosas hermosas.
Because this is the day of the bride.
Porque es el día de la novia.
All this effort and energy goes into the preparation of the ceremony.
Todo el esfuerzo se mete en la preparación del ceremonio.
And the day of the ceremony comes.
El día de ceremonio viene.
And the video cameras are rolling.
Los cámaras de videos están corriendo.
And you leave it with your uncle, and he ends up turning it on when it's supposed to be off, and turning it off when it's supposed to be on.
Lo dejas con tu tío, y él empieza de prenderlo cuando debe ser apagado, y apagarlo cuando debe ser prendido.
And so you go to watch the video of your wedding that special day.
Entonces vayas a ver el video de tu boda ese día especial.
And you hear crumpling, and you see the seat, and you see the floor.
Y escuchas como basura. Y ves la silla, y ves la piso.
And right when the vows are about to be made, the camera goes off.
Y cuando ya van a echar los votos, la cámara se apaga.
Because it's a special moment.
Porque es un momento especial.
Yeah, that was how our wedding video went.
Este como fue nuestro día de boda.
But it is a special moment.
Pero es un momento especial.
It is the moment in which that covenant vow is taken.
Es el momento que este voto del pacto está tomado.
To death do we part.
A la muerte.
Here the ceremony is prepared.
Aquí el ceremonio está preparado.
The law is given.
La ley es dada.
And the people give their vow to keep the covenant.
Y el pueblo da su voto para mantener, cuidar el pacto.
Remember the seriousness of this.
¿Recuerdas la seriedad de esta?
All of this blood that's being shed.
Toda esta sangre derramada.
This basin of blood.
Este plato hondo de sangre.
One for the altar representing God.
Uno para el altar representando a Dios.
One to sprinkle on the people.
Uno para rociar al pueblo.
And the people are saying, we will do this.
Y la gente está diciendo, vamos a hacer eso.
And our life, our blood is at stake.
Y nuestra vida, nuestra sangre está puesta.
Moses sprinkles it on the people.
Moisés se rociaba a la gente.
And the covenant is sealed.
Y el pacto está sellado.
There's no turning back from this.
No hay de salir de este pacto.
From this point forward.
De este punto adelante.
Blessings or curses.
Bendiciones o maldiciones.
Think of the seriousness of this moment.
Mira la seriedad de este momento.
Now we read the Israelites, and of course we think in our minds.
Leemos los israelitas y pensamos en nuestras mentes.
That they were taking it lighthearted.
Que estaban tomando a la ligera.
But think, I mean, they had just seen God do marvelous works.
Pero recuerda, ellos acaban de ver Dios haciendo obras maravillosas.
He delivered them from the bondage of Egypt.
Los libró de Egipto.
And the Bible tells us that the Egyptians sent them with much gold.
Y la Biblia nos dice que los egipcios los mandaron con tanto sangre.
And clothes.
Y ropa.
And said, "Get out."
Y dijeron, sáquense, sálense, váyanse.
They saw the Red Sea open up and they crossed on dry land.
Ellos vieron el Mar Rojo abiertos y cruzaron en tierra seca.
They've seen water flowing out of rocks in the desert.
Ellos vieron agua fluyendo de piedras en el desierto.
They've seen stuff fall from the sky that they could eat and it completely sustained them.
Ellos vieron cosas cayendo del cielo que podían comer y no los afecta.
They've seen dead birds piled up, I don't know, waist high for miles
habían
out
visto
from the
pájaros
camp.
Muertos a esta altura por millas.
And yet they're ready to say, "Yeah, we'll do it."
Y están listos a decir, "Yeah, vamos a hacerlo."
Whatever you require, God, we'll
lo
do it.
Lo que tú requieres, Dios, vamos a hacerlo.
It's amazing to me.
Es asombroso a mí.
That they were so ready to enter into the covenant with this God.
Que estaban tan listos de entrar pacto con ese Dios.
But there were a few, right?
Pero había unos, ¿no?
There were a few of faith.
Pero había unos de fe, ¿no?
There were Joshua and there was Caleb.
Había Josué y Caleb.
And you see, this is where we get into to go back to the ceremonial law.
Y ese es donde metemos para regresar a la ley ceremonial.
The ceremonial law was the Levitical part.
La ley ceremonial era la parte levítico.
The sacrifices.
Los sacrificios.
And so what God provided for them.
Lo que Dios provee por ellos.
Is when you fail.
Es cuando caes.
There's an immediate place to go.
Hay un lugar inmediato para ir.
You bring the sacrifice.
Traes el sacrificio.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because when they ratified the covenant.
Porque cuando ratificaron el pacto.
Remember, they're saying, if we don't obey, may this be done to us.
Recuerda, están diciendo, si no obedecemos, que esto sea hecho a nosotros.
If we break any of God's law.
Si rompemos cualquier parte de la ley.
Our blood must be shed.
Nuestra sangre tiene que ser derramada.
And so God provides a sacrificial system.
Entonces Dios provee un sistema sacrificial.
Because as soon as they broke his law,
porque cuando rompieron su ley,
blood is required.
Derramada sangre es requerido.
But God said, okay, it doesn't have to be your blood though.
Pero Dios dijo, pero sí, pero no tiene que ser tu sangre.
Now we see the beautiful typology here.
Vemos la tipología hermosa aquí.
There can be a substitute.
Puede ser un sustituto.
And there will be blood shed.
Y va a ser sangre derramada.
So that you can continue in the land.
Para que puedas seguir en la tierra.
And you can continue to be blessed of me.
Y tú puedes seguir siendo bendecido de mí.
And you can continue to be my covenant people.
Y tú puedes seguir siendo mi pueblo de pacto.
And so we do see grace there, right?
Entonces vemos gracia aquí, ¿no?
But it's not the grace of salvation.
Pero no es la gracia de la salvación.
It is the grace
es la gracia
that allowed them to stay in the land.
Que permitió que ellos quedaran en la tierra.
It's physical.
Es físico.
It's temporal.
Es temporal.
It's an external covenant.
Es una pacto externo.
And those are the terms of the covenant.
Y esos son los términos del pacto.
And you look at all the blessings that God provides in the covenant.
Cuando ves todas las bendiciones que Dios provee en el pacto.
And it's all physical, temporal, external.
Todo es físico, temporal, externo.
Any comments or questions at this point?
Preguntas o comentarios a este punto.
Okay. So we'll move on to the last one.
Vamos a seguir al último.
And this is kind of built up to this.
Yeah, como crecido a esto.
On purpose.
A propósito.
See if I can do this. Cora. Zone. Is that right? Corazón. Uh-oh. Oh, look at here. We can go back. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Ah, okay. All right.
Corazón. No. You need to put O-N.
O-N. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Heart. We just talked about heart.
Acabamos de hablar de corazón.
But what do we say? The new covenant God promises to give a heart.
Pero ¿qué dijimos? En el nuevo pacto, Dios prometió dar un nuevo corazón.
Turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
Miren Deuteronomio 29.
Now, Deuteronomy 27 and 28 in particular, Deuteronomy 28 is the blessings and curses chapter.
En Deuteronomy 28 es los bendiciones y maldiciones.
As we went through this in the reading plan.
Mientras hicimos esto, pasamos esto en el plan de lectura.
Pastor Jonathan texts me.
Hermano Jonathan me mandó un texto.
And after we read Deuteronomy 28 with all these curses.
Cuando acabamos de leer Deuteronomy 28 con todas las maldiciones.
Covenant of grace? Question mark, exclamation
point. Y puso
point.
Pacto de gracia, pregunta, exclamación.
Is it the covenant of grace?
¿Es el pacto de gracia?
So look at Deuteronomy 29.
Mira Deuteronomio 29.
And we'll read verse 4.
Y vamos a leer versículo 4.
Well, I'll back up to verse 2.
Regresamos a versículo 2.
And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, you have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day.
Moisés pues llamó a todo Israel, y les dijo, vosotros habéis visto todo lo que Jehová ha hecho delante de vuestros ojos en la tierra de Egipto, a Faraón y todos sus siervos, y toda su tierra, las grandes pruebas que vieron vuestros ojos, las señales y las grandes maravillas. Pero hasta hoy Jehová no os ha dado corazón para entender, ni ojos para ver, ni oídos para oír.
So this old covenant,
este pacto antiguo,
God has given mighty deliverance to the people of Israel.
Dios ha dado libertad grandemente a Israel.
They have seen the power of God on display.
Han visto el poder de Dios mostrado.
They've seen the grace of His covenant.
Han visto la gracia de su pacto.
They've seen a provision for the blood of a lamb to be spilled.
Han visto la provisión del cordero, de sangre de cordero ser derramado.
They've seen the provision of the priesthood.
Han visto la provisión del sacerdocio.
And we didn't go through all this, but the
no
furnishings,
pasamos por todo esto.
The furnishings of the tabernacle.
Pero los artículos del tabernáculo.
The laver in which the priests could wash themselves.
El base donde los sacerdotes pueden lavar sí mismo.
The table of showbread, inviting them to sup with God, to fellowship, to eat with Him.
La mesa de pan, invitando que pueden comer con Dios.
And that He would feed them.
Y que él les da a ellos.
The candlestick
de comer.
He would always give them light.
La lámpara que él siempre les da luz.
They followed the cloud by day and the fire by night.
Ellos siguieron la nube de día y el fuego de noche.
They've seen all the goodness of God.
Han visto toda la bondad de Dios.
And yet God says,
y Dios dijo,
but I did not give you a heart.
Pero no te di un corazón
to understand.
Para entender.
I have not given you eyes to see.
No te he dado ojos para ver.
I did not give you ears to hear.
No te di oídos para oír.
You see what's missing in this covenant?
¿Lo ves que está faltando en este pacto?
This cannot be the covenant of grace.
Este no puede ser pacto de gracia.
Because God does not give them what is necessary.
Porque Dios no lo da lo que es necesario.
He gives them all the requirements.
Le da todos los cosas requeridos.
He even gives them a way sort of to get out of the curses.
Aún darles una forma de salir de las maldiciones.
By the sacrificial system.
Por el sistema de sacrificial.
But they don't see what's beyond that.
Pero no ven lo que está pasando esta.
They don't see the covenant of grace.
Pero
in
no
this.
Ven el pacto de gracia.
He's saying, I'm not giving you a heart to be able to understand these
yo
things.
No estoy dándote un corazón para que entiendas estas cosas.
That was not a promise of this covenant.
Este no era una promesa de este pacto.
This is sad.
Esto es triste.
Not on God's part.
No en la parte de Dios.
Because God was revealing about this better covenant.
Porque Dios estaba revelando sobre este pacto mayor.
But it was sad for Israel.
Pero era triste para Israel.
Because they had all these things given to them.
Porque tenían todas esas cosas dadas a ellos.
Yet it was left up to their ability.
Pero estaba dado a su habilidad.
It was really left up for them to see it.
En realidad estaba dado a ellos a verlo.
It was left up to them to really understand what God was doing.
Estaba dado a ellos a entender lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
We know they couldn't do it.
Y sabemos que ellos no podían hacerlo.
There were a few of the elect here.
Había pocos de los elegidos aquí.
That God did give hearts.
Que Dios sí le dio corazón.
And he did give them eyes to see.
Y le dio ojos a ver.
So we see the 12 tribes go into the land of Canaan.
Vemos los 12 tribus entrando a tierra de Canaan.
And 10 of the spies.
Y 10 de los espías.
Who didn't have eyes to see.
Quien no tenía ojos a ver.
Didn't have hearts to understand.
No tenía corazón de entender.
They come back.
Regresan.
No way.
No hay chance.
Let's pack up and go back to Egypt.
Vamos a empacarnos y regresar a Egipto.
You've seen the mighty power of God.
Has visto el poder majestuoso de Dios.
God says, you saw all that I did in the land of Egypt.
Dios dijo, tú has visto todo lo que yo hice en Egipto.
But you don't get it.
Pero no entiendes.
You don't comprehend it.
No comprendes.
It doesn't make sense to you.
No tiene sentido a ti.
Because it's all external.
Porque todo es externo.
And this covenant is not the covenant where he's promising that internal change.
Y este pacto no es el pacto que él está prometiendo este cambio interno.
So those 10 spies go and say, we can't go in there.
Esos 10 espías van y dicen, no podemos entrar.
It's a great land.
Es un gran tierra.
But it's not ours.
Pero no es nuestro.
And there's no way we're kicking the people that are in there out.
Y no hay forma que podemos sacar a la gente que están ahí.
But two of those spies.
Pero Dios de esos espías.
Who did have a heart.
Quien tenía un corazón.
And did have eyes to see.
Y tenía ojos a ver.
They looked at the giants in the
ellos
land.
Ellos miraron los gigantes en la tierra.
They didn't even see the giants.
Ni vieron los gigantes.
They didn't see the greatness of the people.
No vieron la grandeza del pueblo.
All they could see with their eyes.
La única cosa que podían ver con sus ojos.
Was the mighty power of our God who's going to give us this land.
Es el poder majestuoso de nuestro Dios que va a darnos esta tierra.
You see, they understood it.
Ellos lo entendieron.
But that wasn't a promise of the new covenant.
Pero esta no era una promesa del nuevo pacto.
That was God's grace on Joshua and Caleb.
Esta era la gracia de Dios sobre Josué y Caleb.
And so the New Testament can look back at this.
El Nuevo Testamento puede mirar atrás.
And say they were not all true Israel.
Y decir, no todos eran Israel.
Because they didn't have hearts to understand.
Porque no tenía corazón de entender.
And they didn't have eyes to see.
Y no tenía ojos a ver.
And they didn't have ears to hear.
No tenía oídos a oír.
And they missed the whole point.
Y perdieron todo punto.
All this covenant could do.
Todo esto, la única cosa que este pacto podía hacer.
Was reveal something.
Es revelar algo.
All the Abrahamic covenant could do.
La única cosa que el pacto con Abraham podía hacer.
Was reveal something.
Es revelar algo.
But who had eyes to see something beyond that?
Pero ¿quién tiene ojos a ver algo mayor que esto?
Abraham. Was looking to something.
Estaba mirando algo.
Beyond the land of Canaan.
Más allá que la tierra de Canaán.
Isaac was looking for something.
Isaac estaba mirando algo.
Jacob. Was looking for something.
Mirando algo.
He had the blessing promise.
Él tenía la bendición prometida.
But he wrestles with God.
Pero él lucha con Dios.
He wrestles with the angel.
Él lucha con
el
ángel.
He says, I won't let you go until you bless me.
Y él dijo, yo no voy a dejarte ir hasta que me bendices.
The blessing's already promised to you. What are you looking
for? La bendición ya es prometido. ¿El qué busca?
Because he had a heart to perceive there was something greater.
Porque él tenía un corazón a ver que había algo mayor.
But you see, that was not given in the old covenant.
Pero ese no era dado en el antiguo pacto.
That heart to understand.
Ese corazón para entender.
And the eyes to see.
Los ojos a ver.
But in the new covenant.
Pero en el nuevo pacto.
In the covenant of grace.
En el pacto de gracia.
Jeremiah 31 tells us.
Jeremías 31 nos dice.
You will not have to tell them.
No vas a tener que decirles.
Know the Lord.
Conoces al Señor.
Because they will all have a heart to understand.
Porque todos van a tener un corazón de entender.
And they will all have eyes to see.
Y todos van a tener ojos a ver.
And they will all know me.
Y todos me conocen.
Not in this covenant.
No en este pacto.
Everything was laid out for them though, right?
Todo estaba dispuesto para ellos, ¿no?
The law of God.
La ley de Dios.
His righteous perfections.
Su perfección justo.
Even the sacrificial system.
Aún el sistema de sacrificio.
But the great multitude of this covenant people.
Pero la gran multitud de este pueblo de pacto.
Were blind.
eran ciegos.
Think of the prophets.
Piénsalo de los profetas.
You stubborn, stiff-necked.
Stubborn.
Obstinate.
Obstinate. Los obstinados, de cuellos duros.
I'm trying to think of words that you can translate easier. But the thing is, you know,
stubborn. How do you
stubborn,
say stubborn,
obstinate.
Cabeza duro. That's the problem.
De cabeza dull duro. Head. Is that what that means? Hard-headed. Okay, uh-huh. Duro.
Corazón duro. Or cabeza duro.
I lost track. Mm-hmm. All the things the Old Testament says about the people.
Todas las cosas que dice el Antiguo Testamento del pueblo.
I'm asking for help.
The
adulterous.
Adulteros. Infieles. Unfaithful.
And so what is God doing in the prophets?
Entonces, ¿qué hace Dios en los profetas?
He's telling them, you failed in my covenant.
Está diciendo, has fracasado en mi pacto.
So judgment is coming.
Entonces, el juicio viene.
Judgment is coming.
El juicio viene.
Because these covenants failed.
Porque esos pactos fracasaron.
Was it God's fault?
¿Era culpa de Dios?
Did he make a bad covenant?
¿Él hizo un mal pacto?
No, because not next week, but the week after, we'll look at the types of this covenant.
No, la siguiente semana, pero la semana después vamos a ver los tipos de este pacto.
And I hope that your minds, as we've talked about the terms of this covenant,
y espero que tu mente, mientras hablamos de los términos de este pacto,
that you've begun thinking about all the types in this covenant.
Que has pensado en todos los tipos de este pacto.
It is rich with typology.
Es rico con tipología.
I mean, think of how often we talk about the Exodus in reference to the Christian life.
Piénsalo, ¿qué tan seguido hablamos del Éxodo en relación de la vida cristiana?
But this covenant could not accomplish God's
purpose.
Pero
este purpose. Pacto no podía cumplir los propósitos de Dios.
It only served to reveal.
Solo sirve para revelar.
It could not save.
No podía salvar.
I am going to stop there.
Que yo voy a parar ahí. I'll give you one example before we take comments and questions. Les doy un ejemplo antes que llegamos a preguntas y comentarios. And this is, I'm going to steal this from types. Voy a robar este de los tipos. So if you put it like this, y ponlos así. How far can Moses get you? ¿Qué tan lejos te puede llegar Moisés? Moses made it to the mountain to look at the promised land. Moisés llegó a la monte a ver la tierra prometida. Christ takes us to the promised land. Cristo nos lleva a la tierra prometida. Now, this is cool. This is muy padre. I love this part of John. Me encanta esta parte de Juan. Sorry, Brother Edwin. Lo siento, hermano Edwin. John 3 and Juan 3. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. Nicodemo viene a Jesús por noche. And Jesus tells him, unless you're born again, Jesús le dijo, si no eres nacido de nuevo. And Nicodemus is in this fight with trying to understand the workings of all this. And Nicodemo está en esta lucha tratando de entender cómo funciona todo esto. Jesus says, unless you're born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. Si no eres nacido de nuevo, ni vas a ver el reino de Dios. Now that's very important. It's muy importante. Because if you bought a piece of land in those days, si comprabas una tierra en esos días, it wasn't yours till you looked at it. No era tuyo hasta que lo viste. And so, yes, Moses didn't go into the promised land, but he did see it. Sí, Moisés no entró a la tierra prometida, pero sí lo vio. But that's the best he could do. Pero es mejor que podía hacer. So, he's in a covenant with God. Él está en un pacto con Dios. And it just gets him to the place where you get to see it. Y solo lo lleva al lugar donde puede ver. And so we see the covenant made with Moses. Entonces vemos el pacto hecho con Moisés. Preaches of the new. Se predica de nuevo. But it is not. Pero no lo es. And we see in Christ. Y vemos en Cristo. It's not just a seeing, but it's ours. No solamente es viéndolo, es nuestro. And that's beautiful, eso es hermoso. Looking at the text that we read.
Uh-huh.
So in looking at verse 4, I have not given you a courtesan, a heart to hear, to understand. We see how the complement in the new covenant. I was thinking about what I read in Matthew 13. So I want to read Matthew 13:10-11 to see the complement of the covenant of grace that is in grace. Then the disciples came to him and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." Verse 17, "For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." The prophets saw some things, they didn't see what we see now. Second Corinthians 4:26. Let light, for God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now we see what grace is in the new covenant. Amen. There's not a necessity that we say, "Know the Lord, for they all know me." And as to the people, there was not this revelation. They had everything. They had been given everything. They couldn't understand. So, one thing we must make a connection here, una cosa que tenemos que hacer conexión aquí, is regeneration. Is regeneración. So, you can't come to the knowledge of these things by yourself. No puedes llegar al conocimiento de esas cosas por ti mismo. So, these people weren't going to look at the promised land and say, "We need Christ." Esta gente no iban a ver la tierra prometida diciendo, "Necesitamos Cristo." It required regeneration for that to happen. Requerido regeneración para que esto pase. That's why you have Jeremiah saying in 31, this is what's promised. Por eso tienes Jeremías diciendo en capítulo 31. Eso es lo que es prometido. That's why you have David saying, it's not about a sacrifice. No se trata de sacrificio. And yet David's sacrificing every day. David está sacrificando todos los días. That's why Moses tells the people over and over. Porque Moses dice a la gente, vez tras vez tras vez, look to the Lord. Mira al Señor, not trying to get them to see you can't do this. Tratando de decirles no puedes hacer esto, and so you see, there's one gospel as the angel proclaims in Revelation. It's hay un evangelio como el ángel proclama in Apocalipsis, that there's an eternal gospel. Hay un evangelio eterno, and that's the requirement of the regeneration of God. It's requerido de regeneración de Dios. So people didn't understand it because they couldn't understand it. La gente no podían entenderlo, no entendieron porque no podían entenderlo. And it's the same with the gospel today. It's la misma con el evangelio hoy. They don't understand because they can't understand. No entienden porque no pueden entender. No? And so God must do that. Dios tiene que hacer esto.
And we see the long suffering of God.
Y vemos la paciencia de Dios.
Because he was doing two things throughout all of this.
Porque estaba haciendo dos cosas durante todo esto.
One, as we've talked about, is he's revealing the need of a greater covenant.
Uno, él está revelando la necesidad de un mayor pacto.
He's revealing the need of a greater mediator.
Él está revelando la necesidad de un mayor mediador.
He's revealing the need that you need a greater covenant head than Adam.
Está revelando que necesitas la necesidad que necesitamos un mayor cabeza de pacto que Adán.
Because I give you every possible advantage.
Porque te di todos los ventajas posibles.
I show you everything.
Te mostré todo.
And you still don't see.
Y todavía no lo ves.
You still don't understand.
No entiendes.
But he's also doing something else.
Pero también está haciendo otra cosa.
He's still fulfilling that promise to give a seed to crush the head of the serpent.
Todavía está cumpliendo la promesa de dar una semente a aplastar la cabeza de la serpiente.
And he's still accomplishing the promise to give a seed that Japheth could dwell in the house of Shem.
Y todavía está haciendo la promesa de dar una semente que Japheth puede habitar en la casa de Shem.
A seed that would bless, that all the nations would be blessed.
Una semejante que todas las naciones serán benditos.
So you see, all through these covenants where God's revealing this,
todo en estos pactos que Dios está revelando esto,
he's also accomplishing that lineage through which he's going to bring that seed.
Está cumpliendo ese linaje que va a traer ese semente.
So, when we see the long suffering of God, even through the prophets,
cuando vemos la paciencia de Dios aún a través de los profetas,
he cast Judah out of the land.
Él quita a Judá de la tierra.
He's already divorced Israel.
He divorciado Israel.
He kicks them out so that the land can have a Sabbath rest.
Él los saca de la tierra para que descansa la tierra.
But he says, I'm going to restore you.
Pero dice, voy a restaurarlos.
I'm going to bring you back to Jerusalem.
Voy a traerlos a Jerusalén.
You're going to rebuild. You're going to rebuild the temple.
Vas a reconstruir el templo.
Why?
¿Por qué?
They broke the covenant.
Rompieron el pacto.
Why doesn't he divorce them like he did Israel?
¿Por qué no divorciarlos como él hizo a Israel?
But he keeps this tribe of Judah.
Pero él guarda la tribu de Judá.
Because he still has to keep his promise.
Porque va a cumplir su promesa.
There's still a seed to come.
Va, hay una semejante a devenir.
So it's his accomplishing his promise.
Es él cumpliendo sus promesas.
And long with great long suffering.
Y con mucha paciencia.
Revealing the need.
Revelando la necesidad.
For that promised seed to come.
Por este semejante prometido de venir. Estaba viendo un podcast de ver los pactos de Dios. Y estaba hablando como la palabra en griego de simiente estaba en singular. En el pacto de Abraham. Apuntando a Cristo porque es la misma palabra. En final, estas promesas son hechas a este pacto. That's from Galatians 3. Yeah. This is Galatians capítulo 3. So, he promises a seed, not many. Singular. Promete una semiente singular, no muchos. Amen. We also see this in the prophets. También vemos esto en los profetas. So, we're reading Jeremiah right now, so I think about Jeremiah. Estamos leyendo Jeremías ahorita, entonces pienso en Jeremías. The people are trying to come up with a plan to save themselves. La gente está tratando de inventar un plan para salvar a sí mismos. We'll go to Egypt. Vamos a ir a Egipto. We're going to save ourselves there. Vamos a salvarnos ahí. And Jeremiah is saying, it's not about the land. No se trata de la tierra. It's about this relationship with God. Es esta relación con Dios. We see that throughout the entire Bible. Vemos esta durante toda la Biblia. These kings, Abraham helps these kings win this battle. Abraham ayuda a estos reyes ganar esta batalla. And they say, let us keep a little bit of this stuff. Y ellos dicen, déjanos quedar con un poco de lo que, de esta ganancia de estos reyes. And he says, take it all, I don't want any of it. Y él dice, toma todo, yo no quiero nada. You see David as a young boy, ves David como un joven. He goes to take food to his brothers, va a llevar comida a sus hermanos. And there's this giant Philistine, hay un gigante filisteo. And he says, why have you not killed this man? Yo dije, ¿por qué no has matado a este hombre? And they're looking at the physical. Ellos están mirando el físico. Look how big he is. Mira qué tan grande es. He's defiling the name of God. Está manchando el nombre de Dios. And he goes and he kills him for something spiritual. Él va a matarlo por algo espiritual. It wasn't about conquering the Philistines. No se trata de conquistar los filisteos. He's looking to the eternal. Está mirando el eterno. So you see the ones who were given eyes to see and the relationship with God. Vemos los que estaban dados ojos a ver y su relación con Dios. It was greater than the physical. Era mayor de los físicos. Abraham's a perfect example. Abraham's un ejemplo perfecto. All these promises physically to Abraham. Todas estas promesas físico a Abraham. He saw none of them except Isaac. Él no vio ninguno de ellos excepto Isaac. He didn't see the land. Él no vio la tierra. He didn't see the kingdom. No vio el reino. He didn't see the people. No vio el pueblo. He saw none of it. No vio nada. And yet he take great joy in Jehovah. Y él tomó gran gozo en Jehová. And so you see throughout the entire Old Testament, vemos durante todo el Antiguo Testamento, the ones who focus on the physical, los que enfocan en el físico, and the ones who look to the spiritual, los que ven la espiritual. Amen. Oh, yeah. Lo que nosotros hacemos en medio de las tribulaciones, miramos lo físico y no el espiritual, ¿no? Cuando debemos mantener nuestra mirada en Cristo, ¿no? So just a comment about what Brother AJ said about the Lord has to give a new heart so they can see or believe. Well, why is it that someone, as Brother Edwin and her were talking this morning, why is it that someone can be 20 years in the church or in hearing the gospel and seeing all the marvelous things that God has done and they can't understand? So this comes a question. This heart comes with regeneration. The people who have 20 years in the gospel, they've not been regenerate. There'll be many on that day, van a ser muchos en ese día, that say, Lord, Lord, in your name we did, que van a ser en tu nombre, hicimos. And there's many, the Bible is clear, the Biblia es muy claro, there's many false converts in our churches, hay muchos falsos convertidos en nuestra iglesia. And then there's men who are of little faith, y hay hombres que son de poco fe. They're going to make it. Van a llegar. They're believers. Son creyentes. But they just drink milk their whole life. Solo toman leche toda su vida. And the Bible says they barely make it. No, la Biblia dice que apenas llegan. No, they're covered by the blood of Christ. Son cubiertos de sangre de Cristo. They can't lose that. No pueden perder esto. But they're going to struggle their whole life. Pero van a luchar toda su vida. I love Pilgrim's Progress. Me encanta Progreso de Peregrino. You have talkative, tienes hablador. And he speaks well, él habla bien. I'm a Christian, yo soy cristiano, and let's talk about this and that. Vamos a hablar de esta y esta. And he's fake, he's fingido. He's not a Christian, no es un cristiano. And then you have little faith, y tienes poco fe. And faithful says, there's no way he's going to make it. Y fiel dice, no hay forma que él va a llegar. And Christian says, no, he's going to make it. Y Cristiano dice, sí, va a llegar. He's just going to be poor. Solo va a ser pobre. And we see it everywhere. Vemos en todos lados. Every time a situation comes up, cada vez que una situación sale, it just melts people. Se derrite gente. Oh no, what are we going to do? Ay, ¿qué vamos a hacer? And then the other side of the situation, otro lado de la situación, how stupid was I not to trust the Lord? Qué tonto no confiar en el Señor, ¿no? And their life is just like this, y su vida está así, ¿no? And then there's some, oh no, 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 I trust the Lord. No, 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 yo confío en el Señor. And it's just evident, it's evidente, that's not true. No es verdad. It's a false hope. Es una esperanza falsa. But so what do we do? Entonces, ¿qué hacemos? We all have loved ones that are like this. Todos tenemos amados de nuestra vida que están aquí. ¿Qué hacemos? We pray, oramos. We trust the sovereignty of God. Y confiamos en la soberanía de Dios. As we'll hear in just a little bit, como vamos a escuchar en un momento, He's bringing many sons to glory. Está llevando muchos hijos a la gloria. Yeah. Remember, just like what we're talking about, I'll be your God and you'll be my people. There's one people and not everyone is of the people. God made a covenant with His people and only He knows them. Amen. A terminar algo rápido. To finish something real quick. When they said, the brother said, whenever they read the law, the people said, yes, we'll do this. I think the people were emotional and they were, you know, ready to do everything. And they thought they could do it. In the new covenant, the difference that there is, it's not that we do it, but that God does it. And doesn't depend on us. That's the beauty of it. So maybe we can see it a little with Peter when Jesus announces his death. And so Peter says, until death, I'll go with you. Yeah, we think that sometimes we can live for Christ, but it's difficult. We can't. Only. He says, Paul says, thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Good study today. Buen estudio hoy, hermano Edwin. Por eso orar por nosotros.